Can we just bow our heads, please? Father, we're grateful.
Father, we're grateful.
And now we need ears to hear. And eyes to see. And a heart to perceive.
What your spirit
wants us to do.
Amen?
Amen? And that includes me. Last Tuesday, I started to give you a higher level of walking with the Lord. And it's no different. I used the comparison from grade school to high school to college. And many of us, when we begin to walk with the Lord and we begin a relationship, it's like grade school is the answer to all our prayers. We have our color crayons and our little pad, and we can think that we are the best thing that ever happened to the local area. And that's true. As we mature a little bit, we get into eighth grade and we start going into junior high, etc. And we think then that we're the best gift that ever happened. From a different level, with a little more education. And then as we grow and mature, and we go for the profession that God has placed into us, we get to understand what it is to walk and to be what God has called us to be for His glory instead of for ourselves. So we're not focused on number one anymore. We're beginning to focus on others and what their needs are first rather than number one. But we all start with number one. We all start with a perfect motive of getting better, getting healed, getting delivered, getting free, and walk with Him. And He gives us many examples. This particular book that I'm teaching you from is really about spiritual maturity. Just like natural maturity, you have spiritual abilities, and maturity is available to you. Now, I don't know if whether they'll be able to put this teaching on one particular session, but it might be possible, hopefully. If it is, then you can listen to the whole thing on the internet and get both if you didn't get Tuesday nights. But the title of the book is Chosen for Greatness. And that is really the truth about every single one of us. We were chosen by God for greatness. Not just to lay down and just say, okay, take me home. But there's a reason why you are who you are. And God has not told you that you're a victim. He's told you that you are a victory happening in the earth. So if you'll tell your neighbor right now, you are a victory,
you are a victory
happening in the earth.
Not a victim.
How many know the emotions usually say the opposite? Amen?
Amen.
Okay. So we don't go by the emotion, even though the emotions may be there. 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 21 says that we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And we have arisen to walk in newness of life. It's also verified in Romans 6:4. Everything hinges on how you think. So what I think will make me a product for the future. If you look at Proverbs 23 verse 7, how we think and determines how we act. So if I'm constantly believing that I'm a victim, I'm always going to feel sorry for myself and say, oh my God, how am I going to make it? But if I know that I'm a victory, then that means that everything that happens to me will work for good. It won't be an accident that's happened to me that made me a hopeless case. It's just the opposite. It's you looking at what happened and saying, okay, how can I grow up from this? How can I mature from this experience? God, you're showing something to me. I don't like what I see, but I am going to keep my focus on you and find the solution in spite of what's happening to me. Because it is happening to you. You have been victimized in multiples of ways, and so have I. But I made a choice not to sit there and go into the pity pot and sit there for months and years, because you know what? Some people I know are still there, and they died there. I've got to have at least one amen out there.
Amen.
Do you want to die the way that you felt when you were a victim?
No.
No. So you are a victory. When we are acting hell, hell is not attacking us. We are attacking hell. Hell is not attacking us. Do you hear me? Everything that I learned as a baby Christian was that hell was irritated by everything I was and was constantly pushing me down. And it's not the case at all. It's just the opposite. I was sharing with a young lady earlier. God showed me that I was a light. Not a low light, but a very bright light. And many years ago, the Lord showed me the zappers that we used to put in the backyard to zap the bugs. And that's who you are in Christ. Every time those bugs would come nick-zack zapper, you'd hear zzz, zzz. And you knew another one bit the dust. Amen?
Amen?
Close your eyes for a moment. Visualize yourself as a bug zapper in the backyard. And here comes a mosquito. And he's looking at you and he's saying, ha ha ha, juicy meat. And as close as he gets, that light zaps him and burns him up. That's what happens when hell tries to come close to you. Declare it with me. Say, my victory is tied up to God's light. I am fully plugged in. And I am full of power. And I'm irritating the darkness. Hallelujah. Matthew 16:18 declares that the church is to move aggressively against the gates. The gates of what? The gates of darkness. The strategies and schemes that originate in death and hell come into the earth through people who are gates. Hell is designed to be overwhelmed by God. And since your Savior is alive in you, you are in irritation to those gates. Gates are people.
Watch as we go a little deeper and you'll begin to understand it.
Malachi 3:10. Are you ready? You better write this one down if you're taking notes. Malachi 3:10, King James Version. I will open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. The prophet did not say, I will open for you the window of heaven, which is a man-centered view. The Lord said, I will open you. The mind of Christ that originates in heaven comes into earth through men and women previously marked for greatness. Who are the windows of heaven? Simply stated, Christians are the windows of heaven. And sinners are the gates of hell. Are you catching on? When you and I are windows of heaven, we pour out blessings, we pour out love, we pour out mercy, we pour out whatever God has given us to pour out. If you've never seen yourself as a window, it's time you wake up. The victim mentality always brings death into the scenery. And always tries to sell death as the solution. When you make a covenant with death, you're making a covenant with hell. Because death was designed by hell. It was never designed by God. In fact, he sent his son to beat the hell out of it.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, Jesus beat hell out of death.
Jesus beat hell out of death.
of the grave 3 days later. Kind of cool, isn't it? All right, are you ready? Matthew 6:10. The kingdom come, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. The church, armed with this truth and anointed by the Spirit, must now forcibly and uncompromisingly attack the gates and bring his glory into the earth. So you are bringing light into the earth. You're bringing life into the earth. You're bringing healing into the earth. And all those that are earthy. We are bound to Jesus Christ and his finished work. We must agree in the earth with what has already been bound in the heavens. The good report of what our Father has already decreed over us. Hebrews 4:3. The works were finished from the foundations of the world. What works? You are the works of God. All those things are finished. The Father decreed and the Son's agreement are forever bound into the warp and the woof of the everlasting covenant. Hebrews 13:20. Take this one down because it's super important. Hebrews 13:20. It is the work of the Holy Ghost to help us remember all these spiritual blessings. Ephesians 1:3 guarantees it and confirms it. Did you hear that? It is the work of the Holy Ghost to help us remember all these spiritual blessings, these blessings that you are and have been. In this third day, we are not just binding the enemy with our life and our lips. We are binding ourselves to Christ's person and work. We simply agree with God with what he has already bound. To not agree with him and his predetermined plan is to say, no, no, tear ourselves loose from his loving embrace. Amos 3:3, King James. Can two walk together except in agreement? Can two walk together except they be agreed? The word for agreed here means to fix upon, by agreement or appointment, to meet at a stated time, to summons to trial, to engage for marriage. The appointment was in the meeting. The Father decreed and the Son agreed in that meeting. When did that happen? Before you came into the earth. The Lamb and his wife were married in that meeting. Say, I got married? Yes, you did. You accepted him even when you were created. And you agreed in that meeting that you would be a part of his bride. You have been elected for greatness. Amen. Say, I have been elected for greatness.
I have been elected for greatness.
That ought to take my brain for a ride. Try it again. I have been elected for greatness. God voted on it, and that calls it a done deal.
Amen.
Try it again. I have been elected for greatness. In Christ, you have regained your right mind. In Christ, in that anointed space, you have regained your right mind, your right name, your right language. I was 37 years old. I went to a little church in West Warren. The pastor anointed me with oil the third time I was there. And when he did, I said, I want the Holy Spirit. And guess what came out of my mouth? Four syllables. Abba Dae. It's all that came out. So now I'm driving home with my friend and I kept him up till 2 a.m. What happened to me? What is going on? I don't understand. Abba Dae, Abba Dae. That's all comes out. That's all that comes out. And I don't know what it means. And a few days later, I found out what it meant. Because I had that inner knowing that I was crying out, Daddy loves me, Daddy loves me, Daddy loves me, Daddy loves me. Well, now, isn't that a wake-up call? As far as I was concerned, daddies were a mess. My first father gave me away before I was born. He made an agreement with the pastor. Get rid of this one. We don't need him. My second father turned to alcohol to solve all his problems, so it was a wonderful ordeal of having another father who can't stand me. And now I'm crying out, Abba Dae. That would really definitely give you a wake-up call. And then I learned later on that in Corinthians it tells you that you can have the interpretation of your new language. Because what happened to me that night is the Holy Ghost impacted my spirit and I began to speak my native tongue. Close your eyes. Do not look around. Those of you who have been baptized in the Holy Ghost, I want you to lift up your right hand to the Lord. And I want you to release your native tongue. Release it now. Out loud. Chosen for greatness, chosen for greatness, chosen for greatness, and to do an impact in the earth that will change the lives of many. That's who you are in Christ. I need an amen.
Amen.
Now that's your native language. You say, how do you understand each other? You understand by perception and by revelation knowledge. There are times that I have no clue what comes out of me, but there are other times that I know exactly what comes out of me because the interpretation comes into my brain. And it is according to God's plan for me, and I trust Him with the balance. Did you hear me? You have been elected and for greatness in Christ. You have regained your right mind. You have regained your right name. You have regained your language. The Holy Spirit is bringing to your remembrance the foreordained decrees of the Father. That's the beginning of maturity. When God began to work with me, I had no clue what He was up to. I was like a child going to my baby class in school. Yeah, I enjoyed the crayons. But you know what? It was more fun to write. Are you catching on? When you look back and you say, why did I have to learn those cotton-picking timetables? And somebody teaches you to multiply. Oh, wow. Then they tell you, well, now you're going to learn to divide. That's what happened. In the realm of the Spirit, you get to know who you are in Christ. You get to understand who you really were meant to be and why the war was so heavy against you and why the enemy wanted you dead. Why he tried to kill you hundreds of times. Why he's accusing you of being a victim. And the longer you concentrate on your victim mentality, you'll never have the mind of Christ because you've made a decision that it's okay to be a victim. Today, you made a decision to walk with the Lord and to let the mind of Christ be reestablished, get your new name, get your new language if you haven't got it, and God will honor you with mighty, mighty anointings of revelation of who you are in Christ. Who you are in the body of Christ. Why you were in the earth. Why you're born in this particular season. It's not an accident. Tell your neighbor, I'm not an accident. I have been elected for greatness. Yeah, look them in the eye. Say, are you too? That's the bottom line, isn't it? Okay. Watch now. Simply agree with God. Begin to bind yourself to all who are in your world, to all which is binding in Christ, in Him. Parents, bind your children to the kingdom of God. Grandparents, speak with authority concerning your legacy. Pastors, bind your local church to His perfect will. Bind every family in the house to the blessings of the everlasting covenant. Prophets, arise and bind America and the nations to their predetermined destiny. God will not wipe away the United States of America. He cannot do it. It was formed by Him, and He will not reject His own agreement.
Amen.
Numbers 14:21, King James. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. That's His word. Isaiah 2:2. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations shall flow unto it. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For as many as are the promises of God, they all find their yes in Him. For this reason, we also utter the Amen to God through Him, to the glory of God. Agreed. Agree with God and His word. Say yes and amen. Once you have been delivered by the blood, the water, and the Spirit, say amen about yourself. Say yes and amen about your family. Say yes and amen about your community, your church, and your ministry. Say yes and amen about the nations of the earth. Job 22:28. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. It shall be established unto thee. Isaiah 45:11. Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, His Maker, ask me of a thing to come concerning my sons, with an S. Make a reality check. It's not Him, Jesus alone. It's the corporate Son. And concerning the works of my hand, command ye me, meaning declare what God says about you and about your neighbor. That which you declare legally binding is what you are. If you are a victim, and you will always be a victim because your mouth is declaring it. If you're a victory happening now, then you will already receive that which you declare. Arise and prophesy. Say yes and amen to every promise. Begin to decree and declare and create and adjudicate the word already established in heaven. All has been forever settled. Two scriptures here. Matthew 24:35. Psalms 119:89. Again, Matthew 24:35. Psalms 119:89. John 14:12. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do. That's you and me. It is time for God to work in the earth. Psalms 119:126. His people, predestined for greatness, have begun to bind and to loose, to effectively release the greater works. The greater works of mercy and the greater works of evangelism. Greater works of mercy and greater works of evangelism. Close your eyes one more time. Say, Lord Jesus, let this word come alive in me. I'm asking for your Spirit to make it clear in my heart, to turn me over from what I was to what I'm becoming. A mature man. A corporate man. Named Jesus Christ. Living in the earth. A multifaceted body of Christ. To glorify Himself. In the earth. Hallelujah. Now I know there's a lot to digest there. And I know that you may not comprehend the fullness of what I've already spoken. But this message will be on the internet and you can check it out. And it's a heavy dose, I understand, but it's time to grow up. It's time to walk away from babies. Amen. Babies are always looking for me, 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 and give me a bottle and make me comfy. Mm-hmm. And there's a season for that. Yes or no?
Yes.
Pretty soon you tell the child, wait a minute, it's time for you to take the spoon and feed yourself. And then to tie your own
shoes.
Why? Did you train or did you stay a baby? Somewhere along the way, somebody slapped me in the right place, which was provided by God. And if you're wondering what it is, it's my cheeks. And they're provided for me to wake up and go forward. Are you hearing?
Yes.
Say, it's grow up time. And by the mercy of God, I'm going to see the real me as a victory. I will see the real me
as a victory.
In the earth.
To
bless men.
Hallelujah.
Father, I thank you for this. I thank you to bless the food. I thank you to bless the fellowship. I thank you to bless these that are listening to this process of change that's available to them as well as those that are here. In Jesus' name. And all of God's people said,
amen.
And if you don't share some hugs with each other, you're in trouble with God.